Are crows eyeing your newly planted seedlings? A few ideas for discouraging the black bandits today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-507-1742, 800-507-1742.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 29th, the 149th day of the year. John F. Kennedy was born on this day in 1917. Birds are lovely to have around the backyard, but crows in your garden are another matter. Here's a few ways to protect your plantings. Fruit crops can be protected by flexible netting. A 4-inch mesh will keep crows out but allow other birds in. Fishing line strung in a grid-like pattern above your garden will discourage them from swooping in from above. What about scarecrows? The most effective scarecrows produce noise and motion. Many gardeners find strips of Mylar ribbon to be effective. And you can even find scarecrows with computer chips that play sounds to startle feathered invaders. Those would be scarecrows that actually do have a brain. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.